Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are so glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. Some of you may have even shown up an hour early if you forgot to change your clocks, but I am glad that you are here. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table following worship this morning. This morning we are celebrating. We are celebrating All Saints' Day. A few things to note about worship. The prayers of the people will not be shared aloud with joys and concerns. They're going to be incorporated into the communion prayer. So if you have something that you would like specifically prayed for, please see the elder at the communion table or myself, and we would be happy to hold those pieces in prayer for you. And I also know that Tuesday's election is on the hearts and minds of many, and I believe that the extended choir anthem this morning shares with us exactly the message that we need to hear. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. May that be our shared prayer in the upcoming days and months ahead. And on Tuesday, if you are looking for a quiet place to come and pray, there will be a worship service held here at 7 o'clock. Please vote first and then come and just hold this space and time in prayer. But back to worship this morning, a special note of welcome to our guest baritone, Jeffrey McGee, and also Ray Poole on the harp. Glad to have you both in worship with us. Please take a look at your bulletin. There are so many great things going on this month. Join us next week for Stewardship Sunday. And on November 20th, I'm jumping real far ahead, on November 20th, day after Church Mouse, Gates Presbyterian Church will be co-hosting a screening of the documentary called July 64 about the Rochester race riots. And that'll be at the Cinema Theater downtown. Tickets are only $3 and will be available in Fellowship Hall today and next Sunday. Chris Oman also has an announcement for us.
Good morning. There is a list out on the kiosk. It's called an Advent wish list, and it is there coming from your worship team and your pastors and your office staff, really. We're looking for elves, Advent elves, to help during the Advent Christmas season. There are a variety of jobs that can really be drop-in at your convenience, tasks, contributions that would really help help us out during the Advent Christmas season. I understand reluctance of wanting to put your name up on a list if you really don't understand what you're signing up for, so we've thought of that too. We're going to meet next week after church briefly to fill in details and give you information of what sort of things are needed. There's no obligation. You don't have to worry about walking in the door and being stuck with something. But if you do want information, you're looking for ways to help and contribute, please stay after church for a little bit next week or see me or Barb Chapman. We'll give you information. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And as we continue in our stewardship season this Sunday, as we are fearlessly living in generosity this morning, we raise our voices together to give thanks to the God for whom all our blessings flow.
If you are able, please stand and join me for the call to worship. On this All Saints Day, we remember and celebrate saints of yesterday and of today. May our hearts and minds be open to new realities in Christ. May we, in this day and always, commit ourselves to living lives that are pleasing to God, creating together justice, joy, compassion, and peace.
Thank you.
We bring all that we are, all of our shortcomings and our failures, because we are assured of a God who will welcome us again and again to the table. Let us share in the prayer of confession. Forgive us, Lord, for our failure to live with integrity. We want to sing your praises, O God. We want to show with our lives our love for you. We want you to be pleased with us. But there are times, O God, when we forget your promise that those who love you will receive the kingdom. There are times when popularity, to be approved of by our friends and family, to be somebody in the eyes of the world, is so enticing. Sometimes the desire to protect ourselves from criticism outweighs the greater need to speak to the injustice we see all around. In those moments, O God, we forget about people like ourselves who sacrificed everything because they did not fail to show their love for you. Beloved in Christ, God has such love for us and knows the intent of our hearts. Be assured that God cares and has already forgiven whatever needs to be forgiven. Thanks be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome the children to the front, please. Hi. Good morning. We're here today. Is it okay? We're going to try something different. Ready? Okay. So how about I sit here and you all sit here with me? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, friends. Good morning. I am so glad that you all are here this morning, because that opening hymn that we sang, sometimes we have a little bit trouble following along with the music, but there is something about the words of that hymn that I think get us right here every time. I've got it right here, just in case you wanted to take another look, that opening verse says, "For everyone born, a place at the table." Do you all know someone who was born? Do you? Who do you know that was born? Some of your cousins. What did you just say? Everybody, that's right. In case you were confused, if you weren't sure if you were born, if you look right here, you should have a belly button, right? You all have belly buttons? Okay, so that's how you know if you were born, because you got a belly button. All right, so all of you were born. All of these people were born. Every person in the whole entire world was born. And one of the things that I love about this hymn is it gives us some pretty good examples, reminders of who was born, and that God welcomes each and every one. What's this right here, right behind me? A table. That wasn't a trick question. You guys are good. The table. That everyone is welcome with God. And this week, I think we all need lots of extra reminders to give to one another at school and in our family, in our countries, and in our houses. Very specifically, that we are all loved by God. So if you notice anyone this week being a little extra grumpy, maybe a little extra mean, maybe you guys can remind them that they have a belly button, and that means God loves them. Can you guys do that? Okay, so if you see grumpy people, you have a belly button. God loves you, okay? Can you pray with me? Can you pray with me? All right. Dear God, thank you for loving us, for welcoming us to your table. Amen. Amen. Remember, you have a belly button. God loves you.
The first reading of the word is from Luke chapter 20, verses 27 through 38. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And so, in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of a place in the age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive.
I am so grateful for the ways that on this All Saints Sunday, we have this opportunity to bring together our personal and our communal lives, this reminder that God created us in God's very image, to hold in our hearts the joy and the praise, along with the lament and the struggle. It is a testimony of what it means truly to live with fearless generosity in this season of remembering and giving thanks with all that we are and all that God creates us to do and to be. And our awareness of this shows up in the smallest of ways. Last night, many of us benefited from that extra hour of sleep and relished in the brightness of the morning. But this evening, we will be confronted with the darkness that no matter how many times we tell ourselves is coming, we aren't quite ready for. And this morning, as we celebrate All Saints Sunday, a day that we remember and give thanks for those who have shared the goodness of God's love in their life with us, we will also share those names of those who in our own life and the life of this church who have died. Our hearts are full with our memories of them, and the sadness washes over us again like the darkness. No matter how much we brace ourselves to hear that name read, we aren't quite ready. Our psalm this morning holds up that unspoken tension. The Israelite people have returned to their city and their community devastated by a generation in exile. The darkness, the hopelessness, was something they weren't quite ready for in their return. And yet, through the words of this song, they desire that communion with God. They look for what they see as God's greatness. And all the ways that together as a community and as individuals, they can glorify God. They praise God over and over again. When we pray this psalm, as we hear these words, we have an opportunity to enter into this chain of praise that the psalmist envisions extending to all living beings over time in every place. I'm going to invite you to enter that moment of praise that is the words of the Psalter. And I encourage you to claim the movement, the praise of God, that is the first and last word of our very own lives. We all know of times when praising God is far from what we feel like doing. Times of hardship, when the words of lament seem closer to the truth of our experience. However, the words of Psalm 145 are given to us to pray, to help reshape us toward a different orientation, one in which praising God is fundamental. It is the core of who we are, no matter what is going on in our lives. And these words change our awareness, and we begin to notice the power and goodness of God, the ways in which God has provided for us, has been close to us, has fulfilled our desires and our needs. And it is in this way we begin to discover the truth in our own lives too, that praise necessarily has the first and last word. Not only because of all that God has done for us, but simply because God is God. And there are no truer words we can speak than the words of praise. I'm going to read these words. We'll allow for just a few moments of silence, to let the words rest in your own heart, and the choir will sing. Friends, hear the goodness and greatness of God. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. God's greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. The might of your awesome deeds shall be proclaimed, and I will declare your greatness. They shall celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord. All your faithfulness shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all his ways and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever.
Thank you. Thank you.
The invitation is simple. Come, eat at the feast. This is not a meal to nourish the body, but to feed the soul. We receive the bread and the cup that is connected to the ages. To the saint of the old who felt unworthy, to the seeker eager to know God. To the teenager who wonders what it's all about, and a child who eats with unburdened faith. Woven into this time are the hopes and the tears of generations. Friends, there is great joy and praise here, and no one is turned away, for God is the host. Our Savior invites all those who trust him to share the feast which he has prepared. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took bread and he blessed it and he broke it. He gave it to them and their eyes were open and they recognized him. Friends, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise to you, O God. It is right and good and joyful. You are the creator of heaven and earth. In ancient days, you created us in your image, inviting us to live as your people upon this earth. Instead, we fell short of what you created us to be, went as far away as we could. Despite the generations of saints who have invited us back, we shunned their welcome. And you sent your son Jesus to be the guest of sinners in every time and place that we might receive the gift of salvation. So we give thanks for this time of celebration, for the one whom this meal remembers, for the life and ministry, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. With those who have gone before us, whose hands touched the bread, embraced the cup, we worship you and we celebrate their lives, even as we continue to grieve. And God, we remember those who have died in the past year. We remember this morning Scott Walker. Murray Belknap. Patricia Carnahan. William Thompson. Donald Bernhardt. William Wallace. Anne Smith. Richard Henderson. So with the reformers and saints who have gone before us, with friends and neighbors sitting around us, we lift our songs of praise to you. Holy, 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 God of justice and righteousness, all creation keeps watch for your justice.
Blessed is the one who comes to call us home. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, God, and blessed is Jesus Christ, our Lord, our life. Glorified as your Son, Jesus came to show hospitality to all who have gone unseen in this world. He sought the lost and proclaimed salvation to the least likely recipients. As we remember his life, his teachings, his words, as we celebrate the good news of his resurrection, we speak of our faith, which often seems a mystery.
Christ died, faithful to the end. Christ is risen. Your righteousness come true. Christ will return, our hope and peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory.
So send your Holy Spirit, O God, upon this bread and cup, simple gifts from creation which grace us with your life, and upon those who gather around your table, where all are welcome. God, we have tasted the cup of joy, and may we bring the sweet honey of hope to those parched by despair. Welcomed without question at your table of grace, may we open our hearts to all those whom have been forsaken by the world. Through Christ, glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving are yours, God of new life, and the Holy Spirit, and your holy people on this day and in the days to come. Amen. And we do give thanks over and over again as we remember that Jesus, having faith in those he gathered friends around similar table on the night before he gave himself over to the authorities for his death. He gathered them so that they might remember. So they might remember and know how God's bread gives strength. He took common bread, like he takes common people, each and every one of us. He made the bread holy as he makes us holy. To remember, he asks us that we repeat this act again and again, and he did so by saying, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat, and do this in remembrance of me." And knowing that we cannot live by the cup alone or by bread alone, he took the cup as he did the bread, and he poured it. So that we might remember the sight and the sound. And he shared it among them. And us saying, "This is faith made new. Faith you wouldn't even know how to ask for. Faith that will surprise you. Faith that will sustain you. Whenever you do this in remembrance of me." We break bread and we drink from the cup, giving thanks for the love and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us celebrate together.
Thank you.
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Those who come to me will never be hungry, and those who believe in me will never thirst. Taste the goodness of God's grace."
Thank you.
Jesus said that I am the vine and you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Taste the goodness of God's grace.
Generous God, we rejoice in the gifts of grace and faithfulness you offer us in this sacred meal. May we in turn open our lives to be bearers of the good news where we may journey and with whomever we may meet.
Friends, the goodness of God's grace is all around us. And with great thanksgiving, we offer back to God a portion of those gifts. Let us receive this morning's offering.
All things come from you, O God, and with gratitude we return to you what is yours. You created all that is, and with love formed us in your image. When our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. All that we are and all that we have is a trust from you. And so, in gratitude for all your gifts, we offer you ourselves and all that we have in union with Christ's offering for us. By your Holy Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you. music.
Yep.
Marvelous. I couldn't be any more marvelous. I'm saying double marvelous. Triple marvelous.